Hey, Sherry, don't go crazy, phone. There goes my phone, Sherry. I knew it was going to happen right after I said it.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Sarah. Dr. Coleman, good to see you this morning. You tuned in because it's a doctor. You want to see if he knows what he's talking about. He's going to critique my surgery this morning. Hey, Jim. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. I'm Kevin Flanagan with The Edge, and we're grateful to have you with us today. I love how the numbers jump a little bit whenever Crosby's on here. Y'all think you got some free medical advice. Don't point at your neck and say, I got a pain right here, that kind of stuff. Hey, I'm excited about Dell. He's been with us before, and so I'm going to not take any of his time. Just want to remind you, he is an ER physician, East Alabama Medical Center, been one of those for, I think, 110 years. And he also started and runs the Mercy Medical Clinic for the uninsured here in East Alabama. It's a great ministry that you need to know about, get involved in. And you got a unique title for over there.
Steward of operations. Well, I'm steward of ministry. We in this business, we know that it's God's. We're not owners of it. So by calling ourselves stewards, we have steward of clinic, steward of front office, steward of the ministry. So it just sheds a light on the fact that God owns the ministry and we're simply stewards of it.
So there you go. Hey, Tim, I'm not changing my title though, because I don't understand all that stuff. But anyway, all right, take it away, Doc.
All right. Hello, brothers and sisters. Great to be with y'all. I want to talk about a fruit of the Spirit. As adopted children of God, we're all given attitudes and character qualities that the Bible calls fruit of the Spirit. They're given in order that we can be a blessing to other people and we can bring honor and glory to God. The one I want to highlight is the second on this famous list, and that's the fruit of joy. The fruit is arguably the most appealing fruit of all the list of nine. Of course, they're all incredibly appealing. But 1 Peter 3:15 says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the joy or the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. Now, you doctors are horrible businessmen, but you business people know the value of curb appeal and advertising. When we are people of joy, we are a walking advertisement for Christ and the gospel. James chapter 1 says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials and difficulties. So it's when it's not natural to have joy that people are going to say, what is wrong with you or what is right with you? And they're going to ask. So get ready. So that character quality that causes that to happen is joy. Joy is incompatible with guilt. It's incompatible with fear. It's incompatible with discontentment and bitterness. In Christ, all these enemies of joy have been dealt with. The shortest verse in the Bible is famous. Jesus wept. But I make an argument that the second shortest verse in the Bible, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, is the theme of what we're talking about this morning. Two words, rejoice always. Y'all, that means always. It's a commandment. It's not a suggestion. The next two verses after rejoice always are not there by happenstance. It says, pray without ceasing and thank God for everything. These are all three coexistent and really explain what real joy is. I have a friend that I've known for about 36 years, and this friend has always amazed me at how he exudes joy. And the Spirit gives him that joy in spite of more adversity in his life than any friend I know. That guy is to the right of me, Kevin Flanagan. I talk to my wife about it all the time. After leaving Kevin and being with him and having accountability sessions, I just shake my head and say, this guy is so joyful, yet what adversity. So I challenge you and me, ask God to fill us with that appealing fruit of joy, thus blessing and challenging everybody else in our circle and bringing great honor and glory to Christ. God bless you.
And he needs to end by saying, go be the edge. But I'll say that for him. By the way, I didn't know I had adversity. I may have to ask him what that's all about. But anyway, hey, thanks for being here this morning. Don't forget the Be the Edge Challenge Breakfast, April 11th at the Hotel and Conference Center with Steve Robinson from Chick-fil-A. And get out there and have a great day and go out there and let folks see that joy in your lives, right?
Great word, Dr. Crosby. Thank you.